Alhamdulillah. It is the great mercy and fadl and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has on an azeem, great moment and great hours and time Allah ta'ala has gathered us, assembled us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this night. Allah ta'ala has prepared this night for us to sit. He has allocated us, assigned us a place in His home to sit and remember Him. And Allah ta'ala has prepared our hearts and our ears to listen, to absorb and to perform His remembrance. Allah ta'ala's dhikr, my friends, is a great action. There is no greater statement about dhikr than what the Quran says, وَلَا ذِكَّرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. That this is the greatest action. And this is the greatest statement to back up, to show, to illustrate, demonstrate the dhikr action. How great is dhikr? In the hadith, Hazrat Aqib has narrated this hadith, and I'm explaining this hadith with regards to this majlis, that we don't know what is this majlis, but praise be to Allah, such a great action Allah Ta'ala is allowing us to perform. That when an individual, these are the words of the hadith Hakim, Hazrat Hakim, rahmatullahi, said that when a person says, Subhanallah, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, then when you say this kalama and recite this kalama, this is dhikr, this is remembrance. As soon as these kalamat are uttered by the individual, then an angel, a specific angel Allah Ta'ala has assigned for this duty, that these kalamat, he loves these kalamat. Allah Ta'ala has given in his heart the ishq, the love for this kalamat. Just like some angels are lovers of durood, and they revolve around Madinatul Manawwara. Their duty is they look out for the people coming to Rawza, reciting durood. They catch the durood here, left, right, here. When they catch the durood, they know the father and the mother of that person who is reciting the durood. And they don't just keep it to themselves. Look at a beautiful duty they have. The angels who grab hold of the durood uttered by a person in Madinatul Manawwara. Just like we will, inshallah, also recite durood. They will grab the durood anywhere in the world. And then they grab the durood that's being uttered, which and it comes out of the then when they grab the durood and pull that durood and they take it to the heights and present it to the court of Allah and they present it to the Rawda Mubarak in Medina. They, if we're sitting here doing durood, they go to the Rawda Mubarak, say, O Prophet of Allah, this person, son of this person, has recited durood for you and we've brought it from his mouth to your service. And then Rasulullah responds to that durood. Understand, brothers? These are unique things we can't see. But more than that, we should have yaqeen in the unseen. Because these kalamat, where are they coming from? He was such a personality that he always spoke truth. He was the honest. Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu said, through the guidance to us, that we didn't even know Allah. We never saw Allah, said Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. And but we, only from the saying of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we recognized Allah. So he, what a great personality, great Nabi he was. Oh my brothers, as I was saying, the same way, there's an angel who is the ashik of this kalama. Which kalama? Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. The angel loves this kalama. When he hears it, he grabs it. He runs to where that person just uttered it, because he's an ashik. When you love something, you run to it. So he says, oh, yep, he's just recited. He's got power. He's got strength, this angel. He grabs hold of that kalima that's just been uttered from maybe our mouths. And then he pulls it. He pulls on it. And what is it? These are unique words of the hadith. He pulls that kalima and he hides it within his wings. Aha. Aha. You know, like we hide the pound notes. Oh, 50 pound. No. I don't want anyone to see that. So we quickly hide it. You know, the shopkeeper, he looks. What note has he got? A 20 pound note or a 50 pound note? The customer. Is he a good customer or is he a weak customer? Like a shopkeeper said to me, Do you always bring 50 pound notes in it? You've got a lot of money. You're a wealthy person. And this is how weak our thoughts are in the dunya. We look out, who's got the biggest currency? So the same way the angel does. He goes, oh, I've got the treasure. I might not get this after today. Too weighty is this kalama. Too in excess. This kalama's got a high excess. As soon as he preserves it and puts it in between his wings, where does he go? Then he flies up with his wings. He's got power. energy. And all of the angels in the heavens are watching him. He is trying to hide that kalima, but the fragrance of that kalima cannot be hidden. When you love someone, you can't hide love. The fake love can be hidden, but the true love, aha, you can't hide it forever. You try your most, oh, I don't like this person, I don't, but that muhabbat becomes dahir. It becomes apparent. So the angel is trying to hide the kalima. The angel is saying, you can try and hide it as much as you want, but that kalima you're taking with you, that individual recited that kalima, we've already done istighfar for him. We're doing du'as for him. And as he wanders through the heavens, all of the angels are already doing du'a, istighfar for the person who read that kalima. And he goes, why am I saying this in your service? That wake up, brothers. Wake up. Let's be grateful to Allah for coming here. Allah, you are so merciful that you have sent us to this gathering and made us sat down here. Don't just think, oh, we're here now, that's fine. All right, we're here, we're doing dhikr. No, the people who are sitting to do dhikr, subhanAllah, this technology we got, may Allah Ta'ala's great, great grand shukr, that this is the message of Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's going through the mic online. People are reading Durood Sharif with us in the corners of the globe. It's night time somewhere, 5 a.m. somewhere, 3 a.m. somewhere, 12 in the afternoon, other side of the globe. But also you, mashallah, sitting and doing dhikr, and they also partake in the gathering with us. They are all included this time. These are the walls, the barriers, but the barriers, they fall when Allah Ta'ala's dhikr starts. As I said, when dhikr starts, the angels, they make a commotion. Someone's going Medina, to the heavens, to Allah, running around the world. They've got duties, they're picking up the kalimats from the corners of the globe, and there's like a typhoon, a hurricane in the heavens. Where is these people come from? Bolton dhikr, these madmen, what are they doing? Sitting down, got nothing else to do, they start reciting, and they're making us busy. Subhanallah. So my brothers, that angel, it will go higher in the heavens, higher. It will go through the heavens, through the heavens, through the heavens. And where does it end? This kalima, so powerful is this kalima. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, wala ilaha illallah wabar. Where does the angel cease? Straight to Allah, Jalla Jalalahu, Amma Nawalahu. And he goes to the service of Allah. Allah, here's the kalima recited by your servant. This is the gathering I've just come from. This is the majlis, brothers, that Allah has sent us to. Allah has made us sit here. Allah has made us sit here. And this hadith of Hazrat Hakim, rahmatullahi, that I've narrated, at least promise to yourself in your heart, that Allah, what a great message. So Allah, make a promise in my heart that inshallah, Thursday night, I will never miss. Allah, doesn't matter what comes my way, this is the enjoyment. This is the enjoyment. This promise of yours will give you millions and billions of issues will be eliminated within seconds. That those issues that were about to come to your life, they will say, Allah, He promised He's going to go on Thursday night. The problems that are about to come to His life, Allah, at least Thursday night, take them away from Him. He's promised about your dhikr. Allah says, I will take away all of His problems. There's nothing that can prevent us coming. Shaitan and nafs, don't worry about them. They will try. They will play their tricks. You say, oh, I'm ill. There's an accident. I'm too busy. Inshallah, this is my promise to you. If you are honest in your heart, then Thursday night, nothing will happen to you. When the Thursday night, nothing will happen, then due to the barakat of Friday night, then the whole week, you'll be saved from the issues. Allah's mercy. Allah's mercy. This depends on the honesty of your niyyah, what you were thinking at that time. Everything's based on niyyah. So brothers, this is the gathering of dhikr. This is the gathering of dhikr. Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, very, very, very beneficial. Extremely beneficial. And alongside that, we get cleaned. We get purified. Allah makes us better people. Due to the sadaqah of this gathering, Allah takes out the deficiencies from our heart. He puts us on the right track. He gives us guidance. He opens the doors of hidayah. Things that were hard for us. Actions that are lazim on us. And we say they're difficult. Lazim actions. But we say, oh, it's difficult like prayer. I can't get up in the morning, I can't pray in the evening, I can't pray in the afternoon. It's lazim. But for us, we've made them difficult, so cool. Allah Ta'ala's dhikr makes those actions easy, easy. And especially this ibadah, this worship, another form of worship which is essential in Islam. Essential in Islam. And we are so misfortunate. We are living the life of misfortune that we don't think about this ibadah, we don't care about this ibadah. This worship is greater than thousands of salah. This worship is greater than thousands of hajj. It's such an ibadah that we don't pay attention to. And dhikr initiates that action. Dhikr, you know the start of dhikr? It's from that amal. That is a great, great ibadah, that worship. Today we have lost that ibadah. We have forgotten that ibadah. We don't pay attention to the ibadah. We think it's it. Oh, I've prayed two nafil and I'm the best. Oh, servants of Allah. Oh, so and so Allah. There'll be so much more thawab in doing this action. And you won't need four walls. You won't need a prayer man. You won't need to go to the masjid. You won't need to have wudu for that worship. Recognize that worship. That Allah Ta'ala has put as a high, high grade. What is that ibadah? That to love my creation. Allah says, love my creation. Today there's no regard for this action. We don't have no regard for this worship. We don't even think this is worship. Ramadan is coming, we'll run towards Taraweeh. This is worship. We'll stand for prayer in Ramadan. We will pray nafil in Ramadan because it's worship. We will do other extra nawafil. We say this is worship. And we go towards nawafil. We run towards it. But we don't think this is a deed. What a great, great ibadah, worship, so severe, essential for us, so much thawab, reward. On every footstep you get guarantee of Allah's pleasure and paradise for doing this action. Where do we get this from? From dhikr. Dhikr teaches you muhabbat and love for creation. You understand this? We don't think it's worship. We think there's no thawab. Listen to this hadith, that we don't think it's worship. Everyday life, we have the opportunities to practice this point. May Allah give us tawfiq, ability, courage, that we can practice this worship. Ill person. Who is not ill? Go to hospital full of ill people. Full of sick people, hospital. Full of the mareed. Full of sick. We are running around in our life, enjoying life, doing our things, eating, drinking, but people are going to hospital. Someone's in hospital. We think that nothing of them. Tomorrow I could be in hospital. I could be ill in hospital. So Allah Ta'ala, look at the ibadah. Allah's made stacks of different ibadat for us to do. Such as, so if an individual goes to visit a sick person, look at this hadith, to go and ask, how are you, brother, sister, whatever. You go and ask to look out for the sick person. Doesn't have to be your uncle, you have to go, your uncle, your mamuji. No, anyone who's from the creation of Allah. You go and visit and ask that person, you are sick. Okay, let's go and meet a non-Muslim. Everyone is included in this. There's no differentiation in this hadith. So make your practice high. Maqbool. Allah is Rabbul Alameen. Allah says, I'm Rabbul Alameen. Allah didn't say I'm Rabbul Muslimin. Allah says, I'm Rabbul Alameen. The whole of the universe and creation. Allah says, I love everyone. So increase and expand the horizons of your love. The people of the man should have a very big heart. Is this not worship? We are so tight-hearted today. I swear by Allah, our new generation, our youth, they need this ibadah today. Pay attention to this practice. Teach them this worship. It's essential. Our youth today don't know this. They're not taught this. They're not trained. Rather, they have enmity, sects, splits, groups, cults. They go towards these things. Rather, we should instill the love of muhabbat. Today, we're in a global world. Today, you're here. You buy a ticket. Within an hour, 2 hours, you could go to the south. Oh, he's gone to America. Oh, he's gone to France. Oh, he's gone to Germany. Insan is international today. The world is global today. Human beings are global. We should follow that trend that we should be beneficial for the whole of creation. There should be no barrier. Everyone should accept us, receive us, and love us. That's how our new generation should be. We are essential, desperate today. We have to assist the world. We need to demonstrate to the world the haq. Our young generation should stand and demonstrate. I swear by Allah, stand with Islam, and the whole world will give assistance to Allah. These people are helping us. They're demonstrating humanity. They're demonstrating for us the truth. Let's go back to the point. We go to meet a sick person. You understand? To ask out for a sick person. To give him some comfort. You go and ask, do you know what this worship is? Do you know what the reward is? Allahu Akbar. That when a person goes with niyyah, intention, oh, let's go and meet this person, Mr. or Mrs. this. They're ill, no relationship. You know them a little bit, or maybe you don't know them, and you go and meet them. Oh, I haven't seen him for a few days. Do you ever worry like this? That 2, 3, 4 days, I haven't seen that brother. He used to come to the masjid. Where's he gone? We don't even feel this to ask someone. Think, oh, yaar, I forget it, I have to go in the car. You know, he used to come and park here, his car's not here. Our minds are so upside down. We're tight, we're stingy, we're miserly. Brothers, do dhikr, soften your hearts and love the creation of the world. What does dhikr teach us? After that, you go, you travel, you made intention, I'm going to go and visit the sick person and ask how he is. Listen to the hadith. When that person's traveling, until that point he comes back, Allah's mercy enshrouds that person. Tell me how much you have to pray tahajjud to get this rahmah. Even tahajjud is not accepted. You have to prostrate in salah. Is that salah accepted? But if you go to visit a sick person, Allah's mercy enshrouds you. Guaranteed. How can I guarantee that my awabeen, my shirak, my tahajjud, my prayer, my whatever, my fard deeds, do they earn Allah's mercy? Maybe Allah will accept, maybe Allah will not. But Allah says, when you go to visit my creation, then I will give you the reward. What will I give to you? Allah will ask on the day of judgment, I was hungry, you didn't feed me. Allah will ask us that I was hungry. Now tell me, Allah is not talking about black people, white, this and that. Allah will say, I was sick. I was hungry. If someone knocks on your door and says, I'm hungry, don't look at his face. Don't look at his creed. He's insan. He's human being. You have to look at this thing. So the question, Allah will say, I was hungry. Allah, how were you hungry? Allah will say, that individual, you knew he was hungry, but you didn't feed that person. Allah will say, I was naked, you didn't clothe me. What a great hadith. Imagine this, well, all our deeds will be left behind. All we think we're big head show-offs about our ibadat. Brothers, we're living in that day and age, we have forgotten the creation of Allah. We've forgotten the makhluk. I swear by Allah. We should love so much the makhluk. And this can happen to us. This can come into our hearts. If you become a true mu'min, then you start to love the creation of Allah. Then you will sacrifice your time, your effort, your resources for the creation of Allah. For the sake of Allah's makhluk. His creation. So Allah says that till the end I will enshroud him with rahmah. Now you reach. So while you're traveling, Allah's mercy surrounds you. When you reach to that sick person, Allah says, I will hide you and the sick person within my mercy. Imagine this ibadah. And tomorrow is Jummah. And imagine you do this worship on Jummah. There's a hadith. There's a hadith. So Allah Ta'ala says, I hide the sick person and the visitor in my mercy. And the sick person is already under the shadow of the arsh. Look at this hadith. The sick person already is under the shadow of the arsh due to his sickness. We think a sick person's a waste of time. So low stage, we think he's dying, he's a waste. May Allah save us from sickness, but look at the rewards for the sick person. Allah's rahmah is great, unique. Why does Allah make a person sick? Why does Allah give a person a pain? Allah says, I make you sick with pain and you are under my arsh's shadow. Why? Why is such a great status given to this sick person? Now listen to this point. I'll give you a side point. Because a sick person does something. What does the sick person do? What does the sick person do? He does a duty, an action. What is the action the sick person is fulfilling? He does sabr. Patience. So he's getting the reward of sabr. Because the sick person has no control. If he shouts out, complains, his thawab will finish. When a person shows out, shouts out, then the reward finishes. Remember, for the Sufis, for the people who are doing the Islah, their practice, Hazrat Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, rahmatullah, what a great scholar he was. What was his scenario? Hazrat Saharanpuri, rahmatullah, these are words I remember from my sheikh, I'm communicating to you. Hazrat Saharanpuri, rahmatullah, somebody stole from him. They were two great sheikhs, Hazrat Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, Hazrat Saharanpuri, rahmatullah. So somebody stole from him, and when that happened, he wrote a letter, Hazrat, so on this day, I had some valuable items, and they were stolen. Look at the reply. This is the tasawwuf from the other sheikh. This is the color of dhikr, the effect of dhikr, the benefit of dhikr, and how the love comes in. What was the reply? That Mia, fine, things were stolen from you. You were burgled. That was to happen. That was written. Tawakkal, that was to happen. But don't say bad to the thief. May not be that your thawab becomes apparent and wasted. Don't say bad to the thief. Don't say, because even the thief was sent by Allah to elevate and increase your status. To increase your status out of sabr. You had this need because you weren't doing ibadah correctly. So you have now sabr. Get the reward. But if you say bad to the thief, you will waste your reward. Don't say bad to him. Otherwise you will waste your sabr. And he cried. As a Saharanpuri, and they're, oh, subhanAllah, what advice you've given to me. So the sick person, he's getting so much reward already. So much reward, the sick person is getting high form. Allah Ta'ala includes him within the shadow of his arsh. This hadith I've just remembered, let me explain it to you. Sabr, patience. What is sabr? What is patience? Aha. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that Allah Ta'ala has stated that when a person, an individual, is in difficulty, extreme difficulty due to his body difficulty, money difficulty, or children difficulty. Listen to this carefully. Listen to what I'm saying. This is about our lives. When a person has a difficulty due to his body, what is the body? You know, pain, you can have some things pierced him, he's become ill. All these things have a link with the body. Or due to wealth, monetary difficulties, business, transactions, giving, taking, shop, business has gone down, you have become unemployed, someone's taking from here, I wanted to live here, my job's been shifted to another city, business is going downhill, suffering. So when difficulties come, people have stress, people have issues, money issues, it becomes really hard to live. These things pinch an individual. Yeah, so you have the bodily difficulties or the monetary difficulties or difficulties are for children, because awlad is a big test. Children are a big test for the parents. Allah says, when you have problems which are assigned to these three things, when you become involved and you suffer with difficulties due to these three things, your body, your wealth and your children, and then you have sabr, you have patience, you bear the difficulties with sabr. Here's the sketch of life now, brothers. If he welcomes the difficulties, it's no problem. Allah, alhamdulillah, I'll still do your dhikr. He increases his dhikr. He does more dua at that time. He doesn't complain. He's not under stress. And he doesn't go to un-Islamic solutions to finish his problems. This is sabr. He doesn't go to ghair shara, which are against Quran and hadith. He doesn't do actions against Quran and hadith to get rid of his problems. For example, you've got monetary problems. What do you do then? You think, I'll go and get some money un-Islamically so I can pay off my debts here and I'll get profit here. If he bears with difficulty and has sabr, due to his body he's got problems, he's ill, he's sick, or due to money or business he's got problems, or his children are giving him grief and he bears with sabr, then listen, Allah Ta'ala says, oh my Mahbub, explain to these people, and he bears with patience, then Qiyamah will come and me and you are going to pass away and go to the Day of Judgment. This is our destination, just like I've got to go home after today's majlis. So it's stated, Allah Ta'ala says, when this person comes to me on the Day of Judgment, beautiful words of this hadith, Allah says, then I will be ashamed. Allah says, imagine, Allah will say, I will be in shame at that time that such a man that I gave him difficulties. Allah will say, I want to present for this person something. The mizan, the scale of justice, Allah says, I want to present him and all his deeds, I want to increase his deeds on the scale. How can this happen? Allah says, without accounting, I want to forgive this person. That's how much I feel for that person. Why? Why? What does a person get? Because these three things will come. Either you're going to get sick in life, or you're going to have a problem with monetary issues, or your children are going to give you grief. Then have sabr, patience, have sabr. Allah Ta'ala, fine, you give me good times. And now here's the bad times. Allah, I won't do bad. I'm not going to do wrong. That's going to give you displeasure to kill off this problem. Yes, going to the magician, going to the jinn master, giving money to people for wrong solution, someone sick, going to wrong people who are away from deen to get the solution. No. If you're ill, give sadaqah. If you're ill, open the doors of sadaqah. I swear by Allah, the biggest problem will run away like the wind when you give sadaqah. Increase your dhikr when you've got problems. Start doing good deeds. Start doing astaghfirullah in abundance and ask for forgiveness. Allah will reduce then the difficulties. Reduce. You'll get reward. You'll get the reward of the ibadat. You'll get everything. This is the definition of sabr. Sabr, sabr. Subhanallah. Another hadith about sabr. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu narrates a hadith. He stated that if a person, this is a great hadith for today's day and age generation. If a person on the faraid, if he bears the difficulty in fulfilling the compulsory actions, when a person's doing the compulsory actions and he bears the difficulties with patience, then 300 levels of his will increase, Allah will increase his level 300 times over. Easy. What are the faraid? Like today's Fajr Salah, isn't it? It may be difficult for people. You have to kill your nafs. So if you're patient, you persevere and you do this action. Okay, I have to please Allah. I've got to get up in the morning. Let me put 3 alarm clocks next to me. So when you fulfill the fard actions and you bear them, I've just given an example of today's day and age. Inshallah, I'm hopeful that all you brothers will come to Fajr Salah in the masjid due to this hadith. Free of charge rule. The person who practices the fard actions and bears them the difficulties doing 3 a.m, 4 a.m, cold water, wudu, then I've got to go to work, I've got to have 6 hours sleep, 7 hours sleep. And when all of this is going in your mind, Allah, I've got to go to work. But say, Allah selected this time for his ibadah, Allah made this time of Fajr, I didn't. So if Allah's made this time, then definitely Allah will assist in the other deeds. And Allah will fulfill my sleep, and the tiredness will go, and my business will flourish, and I won't need any help. Just be quiet, get up, and I will get up. 3 a.m. I'll get up, 4 a.m. I'll get up. It's Allah's hukam, Allah's order. This is not some human being telling me to wake up at 3 a.m. It's Allah. So I'm not going to be lazy. I've got to get up. The pain for getting up, tiredness. Oh, I'm tired. I'm feeling sleepy. Swaying left and right, knocking on the bed. Because we're in sun. These are the reasons. We'll say water, have to do wudu. Oh, let's go sleeping and I'll start from tomorrow. It's too hard. And we'll do this, washing and rubbing our eyes, getting up and falling. We come to the masjid, pray salah. We say, oh, I made such a big mistake if I didn't come to the masjid. Let me tell you this. You'll feel this all the time. You'll say in your heart, it's good I came. It's good I came. I've got peace in my heart. Such great light in the morning. What will Allah say? The person who bore this with perseverance and fulfilled all the fard deeds with patience and bore the difficulties, Allah says, I'll increase his elevation, his rank 300 times. And Allah says, if a person, the things I've said that are haram, don't lie, don't backbite, don't take someone's money, don't swear to somebody, don't murder anybody, don't beat anybody, don't, today we bomb people, today we kill people, this is Islam. This is Islam, Allah gives rewards. That don't give pain to anyone, don't give difficulties to anyone, don't take anyone's house, don't put anyone's house on fire, don't want to put anyone's shop on fire, don't steal from anyone. Islam is saying this. Allah is saying this. We have to teach our young generation this. This is greater than salah. This is greater than other actions. Show ikhlaqiyat, conduct, manners, social interaction. Give daras. Give daras. Give speeches. Revive akhlaq. Proper daras on akhlaq. Proper daras on akhlaq. Proper training on akhlaq. Proper lectures on akhlaq. Proper education on akhlaq. This is the first subject. The pivot. The foundation. The fulcrum. Allah Ta'ala says, those actions I've told you to refrain from. If you refrain from those and bear the difficulties. Oh, I've got to leave. Dying is too hard. Oh, I've got someone's money. I've done food. It's hard for me to leave this. Someone, I can't stop murdering people. I need to keep taking revenge. Oh, beating people. I've got to still do that. That's my habit. Yes. So to bear the leaving of sins and you follow Allah's orders. Allah said, I'll give you 300, but I'll give you 600 now. 300 for following my orders and doing good. And 300 for leaving the hardships and the sins. From morning till evening, you have this challenge. Morning till evening, you are doing ibadah. No wudu is needed. No praying on the prayer mat. No. Just keep on following these regulations. And further, Allah Ta'ala says, on top of this, if other difficulties come to your life, you're a human being. You have other issues that can come in your life. And you bear those difficulties with patience for Allah's pleasure. To follow Allah's orders. And what do you do with those difficulties? You have sabr on those difficulties. You bear them with patience. Totally. You say, Allah, I'm fine, I'm fine. No problem. No problem. Allah Ta'ala said for him, there are 900 elevated rank. His rank will be elevated 900 times over. For the people of sabr. Because this is the ibadat of akhlaq, of conduct, self-conduct. Allah, on the day of judgment, people will be sitting. And from one side will come the announcement. If only we can be included in this announcement. Subhanallah. Brothers, you read about this in Quran. The pages of the Quran mention about the day of judgment. What will happen that day? What is happening? So the munadi, the caller, he will announce, oh, people of sabr, stand up. Subhanallah. The people of sabr, who did sabr, stand up. And the sabr jamaat will stand up. Imagine who they are. And they will be said, come to the side, O sabirin. Come to the side, O sabirin. So they'll start going after each other. They'll say, Jannah, the whole world will be watching. Jannah, they're going towards paradise. The doors of Jannah, they'll get there. Ridwan, the opener of the door, they'll say, who is here? Your hisab kitab isn't started yet. Where have you come from to the door of Jannah yet? The angels will be there. The guard, the angels say, oh, don't you know these people? He'll say, no. Did you not read the Quran? Ridwan, Allah said in the Quran, that tell us what verse. Tell me, the doorkeeper, the Ridwan, the angel will say, Ridwan. This is that group was mentioned in Quran. First it was announced that they used to recite the Quran in Taraweeh in the different days. These are those people. And Ridwan will say, who are those people? Did Allah not say about the people of sabr? Without any counting, they will go into paradise. Without any counting. And Ridwan will say, oh, you just reminded me. Suddenly the cool fragrance will come. The door of paradise will open. And the Jannati, they're all standing there. And the Jannatis go into paradise. Who are the people of sabr? They did sabr on these things. Yeah, they didn't talk rubbish. They had sabr. They'll go in. They will see palaces, such palaces. Amazing hadith. They will be given such mansions that they will see people from their palaces. They'll be watching the people on the day of judgment.
who were being accounted for, and they will see the people in difficulties. And 500 years, it's written in the hadith, 500 years, those people in paradise will be watching from the windows of their mansions. Subhanallah, look at their hal. And we got these rewards for sabr. Aha, they'll have alcohol, mashroob, and food for 500 years. They'll be watching the people who are getting their accounting on the day of judgment. Brothers, this life, just a few years, let's bear it with patience. And after that, Jannah, Jannah. Be quick, brothers. Firru, fa firru. Allah says in the Quran, that amal, those actions, grab those deeds through which very quickly you can get paradise. Just consider tomorrow's maut, tomorrow's death. So do those actions that tomorrow, if you die, that what will you get quickly in reward? And what is the greatest ibadah? What is it? Makhluq, the love of akhlaq and the regard of the creation. Serve people, human beings. Assist them. Go to their help. So the greatest reward will be for those people of sabr. Great reward Allah mentions in the Quran. I'll give you another final summarized point and inshallah you will understand what I'm saying. What a great ibadah have I told you, sabr? Sabr is a great worship. Subhanallah. Great worship. Patience. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. And I will summarize today's discussion. And within this statement, Allah says, Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. Allah Ta'ala didn't say that for the world. No. Allah Ta'ala said, Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. The person of patience will be in the world, in the hereafter, and in Jannah. Allah says, in every station phase, Allah will be with him. Verily, Allah is with who? The sabirin. Doors open. Great reward. Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. So my brothers, my colleagues, such a great statement you've just heard. I don't understand that we are thick, we are deaf, we are foolish and mad that we won't attain this reward. Do you know how to attain it? Say loudly. Inshallah. Say loudly, inshallah. Sabr. I've told you so much today that let's become people of patience. Sabr. So at least ask Hazrat that we want to become the sabirin. How should we become the sabirin? You haven't asked. Have you got a magic solution or a pill or a tablet? Or you tell me. How do we become sabirin? Or you just heard the hadith. I'm not that person who narrates the hadith and verses and says, do this. I give the solution. How to do it. And that's then how we culminate and conclude. So you'll say to us, look, you told us hadith and these events and stories. How do we become sabirin? I will inshallah make all of you sabirin and send you to Jannah. That's what is my intention. That's my mission today. That's what the mission I came with today. How to explain it. How to make us the people sabreen. I didn't just come here with empty words. Sabr, this, that, this hadith, okay. And finish the bayan. Khalas. No. My mission today is Allah. I want to share this message. Allah give me the strength and the capability. I can share with these brothers. So they physically go into paradise, these brothers. Subhanallah. That's my mission. That's my objective. That's my purpose. I'm sick. How do you know? Look, I'm at this moment ill. You don't know how ill I mean. I'm totally devoid of any energy. Allah's karam, mercy, He gave me the tawfiq to come tonight. So shall I leave you empty-handed? No way. We are all going to become sabirin. This is great ibadat. Inna Allah ma sabirin. Great promise. Great reassurance. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. Listen to his final hadith. Another hadith. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam said, Allah, beautiful question, Allah. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. Allah, any person who's broken-hearted, who has problems, who's immersed in issues, for your sake, Allah, if he does sabr, as a Dawood alayhi salam asked, Allah, upon his difficulty, if he does sabr for you, listen to this, this is for me and for you, because he was Nabi. He said, Allah, if there's someone broken-hearted, problems, difficulties, issues, worries, depression, and Allah, for your pleasure, he does sabr, he doesn't complain, cry, complain, criticize, Allah, what will you give to him for that sabr? Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala's response, Dawood, what will I give to that person? Allah is repeating, you're asking me, what will I give to this person? I will give him this reward, that what will I do to this person? I will give him the attire of Iman, and such an attire that I will never take off the libas of Iman from that person. Imagine the libas of Iman I will give to them. Allah says, what will be that libas? Allah says, I will give him the attire, the clothing of Iman, and such a libas that never will it come off him. Never. Mustaqil, continuous. Allah's beloved will that individual become. This is sabr. Sabr. Allah Ta'ala will say, so now, how do I become the sabirin? Do you want to become a person of sabr? You don't just want to have the name of sabr, you want to become the sabir. Aha. So how do I become a sabir? Now let's think. Let's ponder. Let's go to the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, what? Last verse, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Listen carefully, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Then Allah says, Mayyat. After that Allah gives a reward, that the person who does sabr, who is a patient person, he will get Allah's friendship, Allah's acquaintance, Allah Ta'ala's will be his colleague. Allah says, I will grab your hand. Allah says, you'll be close to me. I will be with you, alongside that person. So if Allah is going to be with us in this world and the hereafter, then what else is there left? Is there anything left? If Allah says, I'm with you, the whole creation can be on one side, but Allah will be with you. Where Allah is with us, then the whole world, universe revolves under control of Allah. I'll give you a small example. This is an example of Allah Ta'ala's tajalliyat. We go to Kaaba, we do tawaf around the Kaaba, don't we? So if Allah says Himself, I will be with you, we run to Kaaba, do tawaf around Kaaba, we love the Kaaba. So imagine if Allah is with us, then how will the worldly creation be with us? Tell me. How will the universe be with us? It will be with us. Birds, sparrows, creatures, everything. I'm telling you according to the principles of tasawwuf. As the Mujaddad al-Aftani, rahmatullahi, the great sheikh, was in Maraqaba. He was doing dhikr once. And suddenly he thought that, oh, I couldn't do hajj. He never did hajj in his life. I couldn't go to hajj. He started thinking. Suddenly he saw the whole world, the creation, the world, all of the animals and the creation was all doing tawaf in Sarhand, and he was shown this in Kashf. He was amazed. What is this? What's going on? What's this tawaf in Sarhand? Tawaf is around the Kaaba. Where have these creatures come from to do tawaf? I'm telling you the principles of tasawwuf. This isn't Sharia. That tomorrow you say, oh, where's this hadith in Bukhari that this happened? I'm telling you an event of tasawwuf, my brothers, not hadith. Not hadith. And this is proven. This is not that this is not proven from hadith. I can prove this from hadith. I can do this. But just listen to the event. When you sit, listen. That this person is Sufi and he's explaining the points of tasawwuf. Every principle of tasawwuf is from Quran and hadith. So, Hazrat Mujaddad al-Aftani was shocked at that time that I presented a desire. I couldn't go to Hajj. And I'm telling you that when Allah is with somebody, then what is his position at that time? We're going left and right, kicking people around, get back, who are you? A person who's pious. But do you know how pious people are close to Allah? So the Mujaddad al-Aftani, rahmatullah, said that all of the creation is doing tawaf around Sarhan, his locality, his city. Then he said, Allah, I just presented my desire to do Hajj. What's happening here? What's happening here? So then the answer comes from Allah Ta'ala, O Mujaddad, you presented your desire, but here I also brought the Kaaba towards you. All of the creation is doing tawaf around Kaaba. The Kaaba has come to you and they're all doing tawaf here now. Everything is here. This is the preparation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are events that have happened in the lives of the walis. And when a wali assigns himself to Allah, the whole universe becomes in. Inna Allah ma'asabreen. So Allah says, what reward will I give? I will give the reward of closeness. Closeness, qurb. Allah says, I will give mayyat, the reward of closeness, attachment. I will give the reward of sahabat, connection, accompany that person, the colleague of mine, Allah will say, you'll be my friend. So this is upon sabr. So where does sabr come from, Allah? If you're going to give this reward for sabr, then Allah, how shall I get sabr? Allah will say, where does sabr come from? Then the answer comes, sabr will also come from my nearness. Aha, understand the point. Do you not understand what I'm saying? Look, Allah says, sabr, the reward is Allah's nearness. So Allah, how do I get sabr? From my nearness, Allah says, the reward of a deed will give you sabr. If you want to be a sabreen, where do you get that? From the closeness to Allah. And how do you do that? Allah, so how do I get close to you? If your sabr is a reward due to your nearness, so how do I get near to you? Allah says, then you will get that from the awliya Allah, my friends, my walis. Do you understand the point? So the individual who goes close to and becomes a friend with my wali and becomes their colleague and their friend, he will get sabr. And if he gets sabr, then he'll get the reward of my nearness. So my brothers, if you want to become a sabireen, then sit with the sabireen. Make their friendship. The people who are friends of Allah, make friendship with them. Have their sohbat, what they do, copy them. Whatever is their action, copy the actions. Allah's promise, alhamdulillah, that Allah will make you the sabir and include you in the group of the sabireen. Very easy solution. Very easy solution, isn't it? So it's up to you now. The ball is in your court. If you want to become the sabir, then look for the sabireen in this world and make friendship with them, connection with them. Like today you make friendship with the people of the world, don't you? So go and look for a sabir, a person who does sabr. The person who's close to Allah, the sabir who in his life, and your heart accepts that this person's a sabir. Hazrat, please, I want to become your friend. and make friendship with that person. I did this with the Sabir, my Sheikh, and mashallah, his color rubbed off onto me with Allah's fazl. His color rubs off. The Sabir's color rubs off onto the lover of the Sabir. This is the hadith and Quran. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you the totality, the total ability to become Sabir, and give us the company of the Sabir, and give us the value and appreciation of his company. Ameen wa akhru da'wahum and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.